Hachette Audio presents The Revenge of Analog. Real things and why they matter. Written and read by David Sachs. A new medium is never an addition to an old one, nor does it leave the old one in peace. It never ceases to oppress the older media until it finds new shapes and positions for them. Marshall McLuhan, 1964. Jackie Treehorn. New technology permits us to do very exciting things in interactive and erotic software. The wave of the future, dude. 100% electronic. The dude. Well, I still jerk off manually. The Big Lebowski, 1998. Introduction. In June 2012, a new store called June Records opened its doors in Toronto's Little Italy neighborhood, a block and a half from a house I'd just purchased with my wife. June Records looked nothing like the dusty, cluttered record stores I'd grown up visiting. It was a modern, well-organized, well-lit retail space, almost a boutique. Walking through the neighborhood shortly after I bought the house, I was stopped on the sidewalk outside June Records by the beautiful sounds coming from the turntable playing in the window. The album was Aretha Franklin's Live at the Fillmore West, and the combination of the Queen of Soul on a sunny summer day in my new neighborhood was impossible to resist. I walked in, asked how much the record cost, and walked away with Aretha under my arm, practically dancing down the sidewalk with elation. Like most music fans, I'd spent the preceding decade gradually divorcing my music collection from physical reality, loading CDs into iTunes.